Today is Monday, October 21st, 2019. And my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh. I'm sleepy again, but you know what? I have a good excuse. I have a really good excuse this time. The reason that I have a good excuse is because last night... So I knew there was a possibility that there was going to be rain. And I knew that. I don't know if we looked on an app or if the weather rat told us. You know, Big Fatty has the weather rat. We have Darby Bybee here. That's his name, Darby Bybee. And he's like our local celebrity anchorman. And we've even seen him out at a local restaurant before. But anyway, so, you know, he told us that there was a slight chance of rain, or maybe the Echo told us. I don't know. But somebody told us, but I didn't know there was a possibility for tornadoes. But, you know, with all this global warming and stuff that's going on, we have, you know, all this weather. Well, Arkansas is there such a thing called Tornado Alley? I believe there is. But anyway, so if there is a Tornado Alley, Arkansas is in that. And having grown up in Arkansas, I'm used to having tornadoes pop up all around me at all the times. But it does seem like that we have, you know, more weather events recently than we had in the past. But about, I don't know, about midnight last night, the wind really started picking up and we were in bed and Sydney gets really scared when it gets windy and it starts lightning and stuff like that. So she starts huffing and puffing and shaking and moving up to the top of the bed and all this kind of stuff because she sleeps with us. And so I was like, you know what? We better turn on the weather. And so we better turn on, you know, the station that plays the news that we always watch, because anytime there's any bad weather, Darby Bybee is always on there, like, you know, preempting and post-empting and all that, all the TV shows. So, I mean, they just have wall-to-wall weather when there's, you know, a droplet of rain in the air. So we put it on that, and we put it on that channel, and sure enough, there was Darby Bybee with his map. And anyway, there was weather. So we sleep on the top floor, and I said, you know what, Mark, we probably need to go downstairs, because he's like, anyone in this county needs to get in their safe area right now. They even had to get in their safe area at the studio, at the news studio, because the news studio is only about 10 minutes away from my house, where this particular station broadcasts from. And so anytime they say that, you know, we need to get in our safe area, they also are under whatever warning that we're under or whatever. So we went downstairs about 12:20 or something like that, and it was super windy. Like, you could hear the wind howling, and like, it was lightning and thunder and all this kind of stuff. And then about 12:30 or 12:45, the power went out. So then we had to switch to watching Darby Bybee on Facebook, because they also have a Facebook live stream that they do. And so Mark put Facebook on his phone. Anyway, there was a tornado warning or whatever, and it was ending around 1 a.m. So we stayed downstairs until about 1, and then we went back to bed. But actually, the reason we woke up, because we had already gone to sleep. Actually, I hadn't gone to sleep. I was watching something on Netflix on my phone. But the reason we got up about 12:15 and went downstairs was because the local... I don't know if everybody has that, but around here we have these air horns that will play in the community. So even, you know, even if you don't have a phone or a TV or anything like this, there are these air horns that play and they're super loud. And so that's what kind of woke Mark up originally. And then I was like, yeah, we better look at the weather. So anyway, the power went out. So we took batteries upstairs so we could still charge our phones and turn on an alarm on the phone so we could get up and go to work this morning. And yeah, so anyway, but the thing is, I didn't realize it, but So we live in Lowell, but we live right on the edge of Lowell and Rogers. And apparently, so Rogers is like a half a mile away, literally. I mean, not even a half a mile, the border between Lowell and Rogers. And my parents live in Rogers, and I don't think a tornado actually touched down, but there was damage, a lot of damage around here. We had trees come down. We had fences destroyed. We had one person died because a tree fell on their house and I guess crushed them. I'm not really sure. And my parents, they have a big tree in their front yard, and apparently the tree was ripped out of the ground in their front yard. And they had a table in the back with chairs, and the table and chairs were lifted up by the wind and knocked all over the place. And they have a fence. Apparently their fence was damaged really bad. And but we didn't get, Mark and I, our townhouse that we live in didn't get any damage at all. The only thing that we saw was this morning when I let Sydney out to go pee, there was a pillow in our front yard. And I think it was an outdoor pillow that was like on somebody's front porch, and it had been blown into our front yard. But that was it. There was no damage. And so the way I went to work, I didn't see any damage. But then when I came home for lunch, I saw all these trees down in everybody's yards. And one house had a tree like leaning up against the roof and all this stuff. And apparently Dallas had a really bad tornado that touched down. So we had really bad weather last night. So that's why I'm sleepy, because I couldn't go right back to sleep. So I turned on this show that's on Netflix. I don't even remember the name of it. Actually, I'll get the name. It's pretty good if you like DIY type shows like HGTV or something like that. I'll look here. The name of the show, it's a British show, and I think there's only one season available, but I really enjoyed it. It's called Money for Nothing. And this woman goes to local dumps. We used to call it the city dump, but local like places where you take your trash. And she finds people before they put their stuff in the landfill or whatever. And she asks them if she can have it, like old pieces of furniture or pipes or, you know, whatever else that she can find. And then she takes those things to designers, and like she has a blacksmith friend. She has some furniture designer friend. She has all these different people that she works with, and they refurbish these things and or turn them into something completely different. Like she had these old copper pipes and she turned them into a lamp. And anyway, then she sells them and she makes money. And I think that's one of the ways she makes her living, is she fixes up things that she finds at junkyards. But anyway, it's interesting. It's called Money for Nothing. It's available on Netflix, and I watched an episode of that before I went to sleep. But all right, so on the weekend, since last time we talked, I had a haircut on Saturday, which is in St. Louis, which is a five-hour drive away. So Saturday, my day was shot, because literally I drove to St. Louis, got my haircut, got all that done, and then drove back, and then the day was over. And on Sunday, I had church in the morning. And then we had a Pokemon raid Sunday afternoon, so we went and did that. And then, as I've said before, we do a restaurant every week. So we went to, because we're really out of new restaurants. And if a new restaurant comes into town, Mark always manages to get it before I do. I don't know why. But we went to Carrabba's. And I guess I was inspired by Fatty, because he's been going to Carrabba's, I believe. I believe he said he's been going to Carrabba's. That they have some wine pairing meal that he's been doing. I want to say that was Carrabba's. But anyway, and the service was just okay. The waiter was really, really concerned with how long the food was taking to come out to us. And so every time we were like, oh, I'm so sorry it's taking so long, you know, but I'll be right back as soon as it's ready. Then he brought the wrong soup for me. I ordered the lentil sausage soup, and which, by the way, was a very good soup, but it looks like poo in a bowl. I mean, it's brown and sludgy looking, because it's like brown lentils with brown sausage. I feel like the chef, you know, whoever designs the Carrabba's meal, could add some kind of color to that to make it look nicer. But then after our meals were delivered, that's when the slowness really started with No Apologies. It took forever for them to come back and say, do you need more drinks? When I wanted the check, they took forever to bring the check. And we really wanted to go because I was recording Survivors Ready last night. So anyway, that's pretty much all we did for the weekend. I recorded Survivors Ready last night. And that's about it. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.